This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Twitter at littleempirepod.
Attention listeners. Listeners, beware, you're in for a scare. Something terrible happened. We recorded this podcast. I'm in Auckland. Chris is in Wellington. There's a whole setup which our producer Tim kitted us out for. Chris was meant to record his side of the conversation on his phone. We were having a conversation via Skype, and then Tim would integrate the purer recording with our and replace Chris's crackly Skype voice with that. Chris did not press record, so
but I did hold my phone the entire time.
He was holding it as if he was recording, but he was not recording. And so, for the duration of this podcast, you're going to hear my voice in the beautiful, clear way that God intended you to hear it. And you're going to hear Chris's voice in the crackly hell way that Satan intended.
Sorry.
It's still a good ep, though. Love you guys. Hey, we just want to start by saying a big old thank you to BigPipe.co.nz, the best ISP in the mother effing country. They've got unlimited data on all of their plans, no contracts, and the plans start at, get this, $69. Giggity, giggity, giggity. That's the only Family Guy reference I will ever do. Shout out to Seth MacFarlane. Hope you're listening.
And bigger shout out to bigpipe.co.nz. Check it out.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
That was so loud. I'm so sorry. Me and Chris are in different cities, and I overcompensated by yelling, "Hello, guys!"
And I've got headphones in, and that almost made me deaf. That was quite shocking.
I'm really sorry. I guess I'm hurt that we've had to spend so much time apart, and I wanted to get back at you by damaging your eardrums.
I could bloody hear you without my headphones screaming from Auckland to Wellington, mate.
I know. I'm sorry. Isn't it weird that they're called eardrums, but they got no beat to them. Welcome to the Male Gaze, a podcast where two male gays, myself, Eli Mathewson,
and myself, Chris Parker,
yak about the issues they face in the world and the things they want to yak about. I've started using the word yak a lot, Chris. Do you, since you left, what do you think of it? What do you think about that?
It reminds me of that. Do you remember that at Yik Yak?
No.
It was, okay, it didn't really take off, but when I was in Dunedin for like a show once, it was like people were kind of using it. There was a little bit of buzz about it. And essentially it was like anonymous tweets. So you could like go onto the app and people would just like tweet these things, but there were no names to them. So like that kind of anonymity meant that people would write kind of rude, naughty things on Yik Yak. But I quite enjoyed it because it was just like a whole bunch of ruthless Dunedin students just kind of writing disgusting things.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
But then you can like upvote the yik and downvote it and all that kind of stuff.
Is a yik an upvote and a yak a downvote?
I don't know. I think it was just upvote, downvote, and the at was just yik yak.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well,
like we're just having the old yik yak out in the old farm, and we're just drawing our mouths and yik yakking.
I can imagine there's heaps of farmers using yik yaks. Farmers being like, "I hate cows, but I can't reveal this in front of the other farmers. So I'm taking it to yik yak."
I wonder if there's more to life. Just up yak.
Sometimes I think about my sister's husband in a sexual way. Hey, we start every episode with the fact of the gay. Do you want me to go first, Chris? Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Oh, Dom. I like it.
Yeah. So Paul Foster Bell, do you know who he is?
No.
He's that National MP who like just came out like publicly maybe like a week ago or something.
Oh, that's
and it was kind of like an open secret. Like lots of people kind of knew about it, but he just sort of did it because it was in response to Ryan Tamaki, the head of Destiny Church. If you listened to the last episode, the episode before that, he's that annoying man who runs like a cult essentially in New Zealand. And he said that homosexuals are causing earthquakes. It's hideous. Anyway, this National MP decided to like publicly come out and, good on him, I reckon.
Yeah, well,
and he's the only national MP at the moment who's publicly out. I started thinking, who was the first openly gay MP in New Zealand? Do you know who that was, Eli?
Who was that?
Labour MP, Chris Carter, in 1993.
Oh, congrats, Chris Carter.
Yeah, and then he didn't get a seat in 1996. Oh, look at all the facts, mate. But then he opened the door, in a way, for like Tim Barnett, who was a Christchurch MP, which is where we're both from, Eli.
We are.
Do you remember Tim Barnett?
No, not really.
I was kind of aware of him. I thought he was a cool guy. And maybe we knew each other on like a gay subconscious level.
You're kidding, right?
Well, that's maybe why I like them. telepathically. And the world's first transsexual MP and mayor, Georgina Beyer, who's actually really sick at the moment.
Yeah, of course. What year was she elected? Do you know?
Oh, Eli,
oh, sorry.
No.
I don't. No, don't worry. This isn't an exam.
No. Well, it felt like a pop quiz. I think it would have been the 90s, and then she like left and became the mayor of Carterton, but she was like the Carterton representative as well.
Yeah, I remember being aware of her, but not being aware of when she was elected. It was definitely when I was a child.
She was kind of on her way out of government when we were kind of aware that there was a government.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting because this was just something I learned while I was looking up that fact, because I want to know the difference between the term transsexual and transgender, because it feels like the term transsexual was sort of, well, you don't hear it as much as you do the word transgender now,
mm-hmm.
but apparently people who have the sort of any kind of surgery that will like physically change their gender to what they want to identify with, quite a few of them prefer the term transsexual over transgender, but it's kind of like it's up to the individual, I guess, to decide which sort of term they prefer.
Transgender has definitely risen in popularity as transsexual has dwindled in terms of usage, I think.
And I don't know about, maybe I could be wrong here, but I feel like there's sort of like a weird cloud over the term transsexual. Like even saying it feels kind of like you're being like ignorant or something. But I mean, it's great that like some people like choose to identify by that word, and I think they're like trying to reclaim that word back as well. So
totally,
it's kind of interesting.
That's awesome. Yeah, but it's crazy that there's only one openly gay national MP, because I feel like I have met a lot of openly gay young Nats. I feel like like every young Nat is like a perfectly groomed gay man.
This is the thing I've noticed as well, being in Wellington, which is where our government is for our international listeners, who should probably know that anyway, but I don't know. there's a lot of gay public servants, the people who work for
totally
government, who are like, again, like very well-groomed, very smart, very articulate, like gay individuals. And this is kind of interesting. I was like, I wonder what the sort of end of year functions are like. That's initially what my mind was doing.
I'd love to infiltrate a young Nat party and see just how many boys I could kiss. No. But I'd just, you know, like to see what the vibe is. Would you like to hear my fact of the gay?
Shoot.
This is a sad one. So Russia's state censorship have just banned the game FIFA 2017, the new soccer game. The reason they've done that is because FIFA had added a feature into the game where you could wear a rainbow soccer shirt. The Russian government considered that gay propaganda, which goes against their 2013 legislation that you cannot promote gay lifestyle. How
Russia
is that?
Sucks.
Russia, that is such a hot take, Chris. Congratulations on that piping hot take. Russia, just like, isn't it like, I guess I've been thinking about this a lot recently, just in terms of like we're witnessing kind of maybe the fall of the American Empire, and then there's other powers rising up, and Russia is one of these huge world powers. And
bloody hell,
that's the kind of
well, we're gonna be first on their target list, mate, so we better be careful what we say.
Well, you know, I'm gonna be wearing my rainbow soccer shirt when they come to find me. And that's, they'll be like, "Do you play soccer?" And I'll be like, "Not really. I just like the shirt."
I used to play a lot of. My brother used to play a lot of. Wait, FIFA is this? We're talking about the video game.
PlayStation game.
My brother used to play quite a bit, but I kind of enjoy just like sitting and watching the screen.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not a big video gaming kind of guy.
I used to play Pro Evolution, which was kind of like a knockoff of FIFA, but it was better. Like, it was a better. The word on the street was that it was a better game, but it didn't have the license to use the players' names, so they were called like Rivaldo instead of Ronaldo and that kind of thing.
It's called Pro Evolution.
Yeah, that's a weird.
Such a weird name.
But I mean, it sums me up perfectly. Yes. I'm very Pro Evolution. I believe in it, pro. And I believe it's helped.
But then on your like grinder tagline, eh? Pro Evolution.
I'm really pro evolution because without it, we'd just be the clubs. Pro evolution and pro choice. And pro footballer. That's my grinder bio.
Hey, so what's the theme for this? How would you describe the theme for this week's episode, Eli?
The theme. Eli. I would call the theme for this episode, the hosts were in a lazy mood. what we've done this week, if you're
lazy Sundays.
The theme is lazy Sundays. Lazy Sundays, wasn't that compilation album they used to put a Lazy Sunday out every year? And I feel like the song that was always on, like they did like four, but they, all of them had that song. A song that's like, if you're fond of sand dunes and salty air.
Sweet. I had a lot of Lazy Sunday albums because I, from an early age, really liked kind of like chill music that you could just like relax around the. I don't know why I was so stressed as a kid, but I was like, oh, just put on some Norah Jones. I'll just like run a bath and I'll just chill out.
I definitely very recently have gone to Spotify Radio and put in Norah Jones, Don't Know Why, which I feel like is the 2017-16 equivalent of buying a Lazy Sunday album.
Norah Jones rocks.
She
I love Norah Jones.
Rules. She's got a great cameo in Ted 1. Shout out to Seth MacFarlane again.
huge. Huge promotion for Seth MacFarlane this episode.
Yeah, the official theme is Lazy Sundays, but the unofficial theme is Seth MacFarlane, we love
rocks.
You. if you follow our Facebook page, The Male Gaze, and if you don't, click over to it and give us a like. You will see we put up a little photo of us. It's a face swap. Classic. Have you guys seen this technology? It's amazing. It takes your face, puts it on someone else's face.
I have massive anxiety around face swaps because my face on other people looks really gross, but other people's faces on my head, they look really hot.
I am looking at our one right now, and that is 100% true of our swap. My face on your head looks great. It looks like I've got had a nose job.
You look fantastic. And then my face on your thing, terrible. Yeah. I think that's because I've got no definition around my eyes or something. Like, they just are so, like, I've got little blonde lashes and little blonde eyebrows. So I just kind of waste away. But you've got a defining, like, sort of striking face, Eli.
Oh, thank you
so much.
But
maybe I've got good bone structure. So
you've definitely got good bone structure, which is helping me out. Your chin and your cheeks. Anyway, we put this photo out, and please look at it and tell us what you think. Who you think's a better face swapper? But we asked for requests for things that you would like us to talk about on this podcast. The number one comment with 11 likes is from Chris Parker, who hosts it, who says, I would like the whole episode to be dedicated to Eli's arm routine at the gym.
So that's what we're talking about this week.
And
Eli,
every
let's
week
get into
from
this.
Here on out. No, I don't want to give away my secrets, but we can talk about a few other things. Why don't you choose the first one, Chris? Are you looking at this right now?
Oh, goody. Yeah, I just got on it. Yeah. Well, let's start with poppers.
Great.
Literally, the person just wrote poppers.
Thank
but just
you.
Poppers and no more, no less. And it's got 2 likes, so it's a great topic.
Thank you. Shout out to William Tate for writing poppers on there. Can I confess something?
Yes.
I don't know if I fully know what poppers is.
I think...
I make
neither
a lot of jokes about it.
Well, okay. So they're like, isn't it like it's like a little bottle that you inhale. Like it's a vapor kind of thing that you smell up your nose, eh?
Oh, like Rush. And,
like, isn't it Rush?
Are they the same thing?
I think it is. I'm looking at poppers.
Yeah.
And did an image search. And the second image is 3 bottles of Rush.
Okay. I've done that.
Yeah, I've done it too, but I haven't done it. I did it around a whole bunch of like friends, and we were like, oh, let's try it out at New Year's. Were you there for that?
Yeah, I was there and I did it as well.
Yeah.
And it was very...
And it gave me a headache. It's like poison. Like, it just smells like paint or something, right?
Yeah, it smells like you're sniffing a petrol pump.
But then the reason it's so kind of like linked to the specifically like gay community is because doesn't it make your butthole release?
I think that is it relaxes you downstairs.
So it's quite common for people to like hoof on some poopers.
Hoof on some poopers. Do you want to have a wee hoof on some poopers and then put my pricker in your pooper?
Hoof on some poopers and poop on their hoofers. And then have a bit of sex, right? Isn't that sort of the sort of cliche? But it's kind of like a night. It feels like sort of 90s, right? Like you'd sort of see it in sort of like a 90s.
Did you just drop gay something? Segment.
What? I may have, but maybe. I'm sort of lounging on my bed.
Oh, nice.
And playing with a plate of feta cheese that was sort of left over from my lunch.
What a classic lazy Sunday to have on the Thursday that we're recording this podcast.
don't ruin the magic.
This is weird to find out for me. I always assumed poppers would be like pills because I would assume that you would be called poppers because you pop them out of the little case and then you pop them on your tongue.
Yeah, like those candy, they like crackle and pop.
Yeah, because which bit are you popping? Is it because your butthole's popping open?
No, I don't think it's like that. It's more like my mind is sort of like a...
That would be a very funny sound for a butt to make.
better than like that.
Exactly
are poppers. Look, this is an article from The Independent, and it was in 2016.
Do they come in different flavors?
This one's called Bang, and there's another one called Liquid Gold, and Purple Haze.
Oh, Purple Haze. Jimi Hendrix reference. I wonder if he used to.
Yeah, a group of chemicals known as alkyne nitrates, originally amyl, nitrates were used. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a science class. This is a gay podcast. They're sold in shops and online sex shops. And what do? They open the blood vessels, increase blood flow, and frequently reduce blood pressure while increasing the heart rate. That'll give you a bit of a rush, wouldn't it?
That would.
I can see why they called it rush.
Yeah.
But we still don't know why they called it poppers. Anyway, they give you a dizzying head rush. A sort of high, in other words. Did you ever do NOS, Eli?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not when it was cool. Like, when I was, like, 23, you know?
It was so cool while I was at high school.
High school was huge, and I was like, I don't do that.
No. Well, I don't know if I would... I don't feel like I'm the kind of guy that would love to have, like, pop it. I don't do a lot of drugs anyway, so congrats. I'm not a kind of poppers kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I imagine if you're into it, you know, it's great. You can have your own, you could have it like a spice rack. You could just sort of have them all up there and then pick which one you want for the night.
Yeah, you have your row of colognes and then your row of different scented candles and then your row of poppers and you can pick whichever one you want.
We should find out for another podcast if there are different flavors, but it's going to take more research. But I guess they all just smell like chemicals.
Yeah, but we could have like Tom Ford made a range of poppers or something. Do you see Tom Ford this week? Did you? Were you about to say the same thing that I am?
I just said that's a great idea that he should make designer poppers.
It'd be beautiful. Tom Ford said this week that doing press for Nocturnal Animals, he said in an interview that he believes that every straight man should get penetrated at least once in their life so that they can know what that experience is like for.
I think we've already discussed that on a previous episode as well. Everyone should have a go and then they can decide if they want to go back or not, you know?
Yeah, because you don't need to be gay to do that. You can just buy a little prostate reacher or something.
It could be even like a sort of straight looking one. Could look like a rugby ball.
Yeah, and I think Tom Ford actually makes one that looks like a rugby ball that you can use and smells like heaven.
Let's do another question, Eli. What one do you want to talk about next? This is kind of fun. This is just like through Facebook and just chatting out.
Oh, here's one that I think will be easy for us to answer. Hi. This is from Charlie Marsh. Hi. When teenagers talk amongst their peers and say things like, oh yeah, I hate that, it's so gay. Fuck off, that's gay. Sorry for saying the F word. Should have trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
M15 is the running of this podcast. Does this offend you? I know it's just a word they use with no homosexual intention, but is it offensive to a gay person?
Yes. It is very, very offensive.
We've already talked on this podcast about how my friends at high school used to say, "That's gayer than Eli," when they, and I got to tell you, deeply offensive.
I mean, it's because of anyone who's like, I mean, I feel like the majority of our audience will already know not to use this word, but it's kind of like, well, you're putting a negative connotation. It's got a negative connotation to the word. So of course, to associate something that you identify with something like in a negative light is like hurtful.
Yeah.
But I sometimes use the word gay now in like a positive way, like, oh, that's a bit gay. I like that. I identify to that in a great way. But I think I use camp more now, like, oh, it's so camp.
I like that.
Which I quite like.
I like to bring it back in terms of like your mood. Like I'm in a real gay mood today. Just I'm happy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Sort of got a jump in my step.
Our friend Alice is trying to reclaim the word pussy, and so that the word pussy, instead of meaning like a little pussy, means like a powerful pussy. And I respect that.
I love that. There's a famous drag queen on RuPaul's Drag Race, Alaska.
I love Alaska.
Love her, and she always says, "I love your pussy," and I just think that's a great way to greet someone.
Yeah.
Or say goodbye to them. Oh. Bye, Mum. Love your pussy. It made me.
Did you? Please never say that to your mum. thank you so much for your question, Charlie Marsh, and you're a powerful pussy.
you're a powerful.
You are a powerful pussy.
One of these is just his presents for mother-in-laws, which I think is quite funny.
That's pretty good.
I feel like we could tackle this issue because it doesn't necessarily... Like, we don't have to talk about specifically gay things.
No, we don't at all.
Presents for mother-in-laws. Let's tackle this, Eli.
Okay, well, Christmas is coming up.
And what would I suggest? I mean, it's hard buying presents for, extended family or, like, you know, family members, like, partners of other people and stuff.
Yeah, oh, I hate it. I've got four sisters and they're all, you know, slowly collecting husbands, and just every Christmas it's like, how many people do I have to buy for now?
We sold that out by just buying one present for, like, you're responsible for one person, but then that name got pulled out of a hat.
Oh yeah.
And so I was like, there's gonna be some like awkward pairings here who like they might not have anything to do with each other, but it brings the family together, doesn't it?
I wish our family would do. I've tried to put it forward so many times, and if you're listening, family members, please, can we go to a one present system?
So expensive.
I'm gonna have a meltdown at the mall again this year. I get to the mall and I go to some shops and I cry, and then I get a massage, and then I go to the food court and I lie on the floor and I don't want it to happen again.
On the count of three, what you just have to name the first thing that comes to your mind, which is the present that you'd buy from a mother-in-law. 1, 2, 3, go.
Incense.
Like Nychumba? Is that the scent from like Cosmic Corner?
Yeah, definitely. And Cosmic Corner.
Some Tibetan protest like flags to put around the house.
Yeah, and some like yoga pants. What are they called? What are the pants called that you get from Cosmic
Corner? Thai fisherman pants.
And a pair of Thai fisherman pants, tie dyed.
Yeah.
What are you gonna get? What would you get your mother-in-law?
Probably like a fancy candle. Candle would. You just can't go wrong. It's just like a classic, isn't it?
Love candles. Hand cream's good as well. Candles are so good. I never knew. I was on the side of like, yeah, why would you ever get anyone a candle as a present? So boring. I have a candle in my room now, and I want to light it every afternoon, but instead I save it for treats.
I was once kissing my boyfriend on my bed.
Congratulations.
No,
he's dreamy.
And then he was like, "Can you smell something burning?" And then a pillow had fallen into a Koya candle and it caught on fire. And I'm like, screaming and trying to put it out with my hand. And it was this like new pillow that I got from Bed Bath & Beyond. It was like a complete and utter gay disaster.
Oh, Chris, that should be the name of your next show.
A gay disaster.
A complete and utter gay disaster.
Oh, I like that.
That is good, eh?
Hey, let's get into more of these questions.
Cool. I'm taking to Twitter. We also put this on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at The Male Gaze, and also for our individual Twitters if you want to.
This is a great promo for Seth MacFarlane, as we've already discussed, but also our social media.
Our social meets, which we really poor, about.
Social media, or more like social needia.
Or more like social greedia, because you're consuming so much, and you should scale back a little bit, but keep us on your radar.
Look at our Twitter as well.
I'm looking at this. This one's from Damien. It says, overrepresentation of gay men in queer media. Hashtag no shade. Hashtag actually would like to hear.
Well, look, I mean, we're part of the problem, aren't we? I mean, it's always, we're always trying to broaden the voices and make our sort of media more diverse, aren't we? Like, that's the goal, really, isn't it? To represent more of the underrepresented. And I mean, what can you do? What can you do in that instance apart from, I've always kind of had this discussion with my boyfriend, like, because I make a lot of projects, and I am like, I'm always like proud of those projects of my sexuality, and I never kind of hide that. And I'm always like, oh God, I really hope I'm not like taking the sort of opportunities away from those who are even more marginalized or are way more underrepresented. I think it's like as long as I can keep an ear out and find those voices and then like help and like work with them and like, and make sure that I'm supporting them as well. Like, it's like, then we can all kind of build and work towards a culture where we're all sort of supporting each other. Right. I mean, that's just my own personal practice, but then there's like I wouldn't call myself a leader in the media. Like these bigger guns, you know, and who are running the shop.
Chris, you're a leader in the media. I'll call you it. And I call it like,
no, but I mean, yes. But I mean, like in terms of like the news or like CNN or television or whatever, like,
yeah, you're not on CNN. That is true. That cannot be denied.
Like globally, Eli.
Yeah.
I'm thinking global here, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, baby.
What do you reckon?
It's hard. I don't know if I can give a proper opinion. Like, yeah, all I know is that I definitely want representation for everyone in the media.
Absolutely.
I personally have occasionally been a little bit not attacked, but like criticized on social media, and sometimes people have done it on in a kind of like another gay male comedian. Like that's a phrase that people have used to describe something that I've done that they're offended by. I'm sorry. I mean, it's awful that you, to ever offend anyone makes you feel awful. But it's also kind of part of the business of doing comedy and producing content and all that type of stuff. And I don't know. I find it so frustrating because for me, in terms of like the New Zealand industry, in terms of gay representation in comedy, it's still so small that to be derided in that way, where people are like, oh, another gay man doing comedy. I'm like, truly, there's, in terms of stand up, there's still almost none, you know. I don't know.
I think that's a great point, Eli. I was just thinking, it made me kind of think about like, especially with social media, like the things that you like and the world that you create for yourself inside that sort of digital space can become really, really niche and small, I reckon. And so, my social media, it's like the things I like on Facebook or Twitter, it's like all of it is like queer oriented.
Yeah.
And so, like, the kind of, you know, like white, cisgendered, homosexual voices are, yes, like taking up the kind of mainstream, but then if you blow that open into the wider kind of social media world, like it's still a fraction of what it is, you know, like the majority of people in the world are, you know, there's hardly any representation of anyone queer in the media still. We're still having to fight, so I feel like we're on the same mission, aren't we?
Totally.
If I can find some, if I meet someone who's got an incredible, like who's incredibly funny and represents a thing that like we don't see a lot of, it's like I want to hear more from them. I want to support them for sure.
Yeah,
it's like I'm not trying to actively diminish those voices.
Yeah, totally.
But I guess we do have a responsibility to support those who don't necessarily have a platform.
I think, yeah, because... I think, yes, no, you go.
No, I'm dumb.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess it's the responsibility of anyone who's in a position of making content if they've got a bit of a platform to bring in different voices and create more diversity. And that is something that I think, you know, we should do our bit to do as well.
Totally. Hey, there's a goal for 2017.
I definitely know. Me and Chris both went to a party recently. And do you remember this party, right, where you turned up and it was just like literally entirely gay men, but everyone was white. The whole party was white. And it was pretty distressing.
It was quite. Well, it's just as well that they were all a very similar type of guy as well, like, because they all had a very similar body type as well, like, which is the thing that really kind of blew me open, like, blew me open. But they were like, there was no kind of like larger body shapes or
how was your date? It was open. Great. He blew me open.
I'm falling head over heels. He blew me open. He's the man of my dreams.
Yeah, it's that, oh god,
they all look the same. They're all like, yeah, very similar kind of
short back and sides, tight black t-shirts, big guns.
Yeah, and if it was summer, like, you betcha a cap and, like, you know,
and sleeves cut off,
fun singlet.
Yeah, you know what, but I feel like I totally fit into that. We all fit into the things in different ways, don't we? But I'm a body conscious, I'm a body obsessed gay who will wear a singlet and a cap at any if there's a ray of sunshine sneaking over the cloud. You better believe the arms will be out and the cap will be turned the F backwards.
I do like, I mean, I used to throw a bit of shade at your way about going to the gym so much and being kind of like gym obsessed. But to be fair, I've started going to the gym more frequently in Wellington, mainly because I don't, like, have many friends here.
Oh, and this is a call out. This podcast is a call out. Please.
No, please, I'll be gone by the Chris time Parker. But I do actually really like feeling strong. Like, this kind of a thing that I've always felt, and it's kind of a stereotype lumped in with homosexual men, that they're kind of effeminate and therefore weaker, which is, like, just a really annoying way to think. But there is something about, like, feeling sort of strong in my body that I, like, I'm definitely kind of empowered by.
I spent so much of my life, especially at high school and stuff, being the weakest one and the worst at sports and all that kind of stuff. And so to now be an adult and be more physically fit than most of the straighties I know, it makes me feel damn good. And I ain't afraid to say it.
Hey, here's a really crazy thing that actually happened to me yesterday. Speaking of feeling strong, I was walking across the road after the gym in Wellington, and this dude, and I don't mean to judge him on his appearance, but he was wearing, like, those kind of sharkies, those kind of, like wraparound sunglasses and, like, a leather coat and, like, big-ass boots. And I was like, maybe this guy's, like, full fashion and just, like, completely, like, doing this kind of crazy ironic fashion game. I couldn't quite work it out, and I was just sort of, like, looking at what he was wearing under my glasses and just going, like, what are sort of his vibes? And then as we crossed the road, I got fully shoulder bunched by him. Like, my he, like, kind of must have smacked me in the arm, and it hurt all day. Like, so I was like, it couldn't have even been, like, an accident if it was, like, it felt like he had, like, a brick in his shoulder and kind of smacked it at me. It was that kind of violent.
Shit.
And I was, like, trying to think what it was about my appearance or the way that I was holding myself in the street that, like, was threatening to him, that he felt like he had to attack me like that.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Haven't experienced that since high school.
Yeah.
Like, where that would happen quite a bit and you'd just kind of ignore it and you just kind of thought that was how life was and how you deserve to be treated, which it isn't for anyone who's listening in high school.
It is not, and it gets better.
But, yeah, isn't that crazy? I was like, I can't believe these people are still doing this. It's still kind of, like, budging people out of the way like that. It's just revolting.
That's awful, Chris. And I'm so glad you're getting out of Wellington, because it really is a cesspit of vile.
There are some wonderful people here, but that man in particular, I was like, you need to be cast away, baby. Put him on a boat and send him away somewhere. In the middle of a deserted island somewhere. He is not fun.
Middle of a deserted island with his 10 favorite albums.
hey, a rope and blow up Lilo.
I love it. Hey, I think that's all maybe we are going to talk about today.
This was a fun episode, though.
It was really fun. And we've still got some more requests on that status, so they may inform, because some of them were such huge topics that we were like, we'd have to devote a whole episode to that.
Chunky ones. No, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And some of those chunky ones, I was like, oof, too chunky for my mind space right now.
We but just want the little fizzy. The fizzy poppy ones.
Yeah,
poppers.
The Tom Ford poppers.
The poppers of request. Top of the poppers.
Top of the poppers by Tom Ford. This podcast was sponsored by Top of the Poppers by Tom Ford, fictitiously, but non-fiction fictitiously. It's IRL sponsored by BigPipe.co.nz. Thank you, Big Pipe.
We love you.
I'm sorry, Mom, it's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay, the male gaze.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try...
shows what the sort of whimsical schooling of a place like Harry Potter actually does to you. Like, you spend so much of your school life battling, you know, overgrown plants and fishing like fairies out of the lake that you actually don't learn how to adjust to being an adult. So you turn into like this weird sort of...
Everyone's very socially awkward.
Yeah, no one knows how to talk to people.
There's clear sexual chemistry between multiple characters and they all have no idea what to do with it.
Penis? What is that? Some sort of Groot snoot? Some sort of squally wattly?
A penis is definitely some sort of Groot snoot.